Good morning all, it's Tuesday today, middle of September, and I want to talk a little bit about a segment in Parental Geekery, which is a podcast by R2UK and Floyd UK, or Ruth and John, about Christianity and things like that. Mainly because they responded to a question by Thermal Satsuma, who is also on Audioboost, so, and I've got some thoughts and comments about this, and clearly I've got too much to say that will fit into a comment on Parental Geekery itself. And it's all about me anyway. I did the whole Greenbelt thing as well. And so did Poirey. Poirey went to Greenbelt once, I believe. And I went at least two or three times and would have, and certainly did call myself Christian, all the way up to about 96. We got married, considering ourselves to be Christian. Within a year of that, I think we both would have said we were not Christian. So, given that John and Ruth have shared their reasoning behind not becoming Christians, I thought I'd chip in with my thoughts. One thing John said was about the glow of these Christians he met at university, how they seemed to be happier than most. And I agree with him with his identification that it's due to confidence. I think there's a lot of benefit in being confident and feeling part of a community. I think that does make you generally happier. And I think churches do tend to provide that, if you're willing to go along with the rest of it. So, yeah, I can totally see that. And I think that's part of why I stayed a Christian as long as I did. Though I did grow up within, for want of a better phrase, a Christian household. And though a very Church of England, we went to church every week as kids. And my mum still goes to church every week, though my dad doesn't. And I think that self-confidence and a sense of belonging actually does have a big effect on general happiness. And I'd say I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life due to my wife and kids, my self-confidence in my abilities in the workplace. Generally, I'm just very confident and as a result, happy. So, yeah, I thought I can totally see why, certainly at university when you're a young teen, why this is attractive. And that's obviously why religions work so well for the young people and less well for older people. I would say the main catalysts for us no longer being Christians was the people. One of the problems with belonging to a group is that you have to think about the group mentality. You have to conform, you have to almost have a them and us scenario. All communities pretty much have this. In politics, it's them and us, the left against the right, Democrats against the Republicans, Labour against the Tories, etc. In the churches we were in, it was the anti-gayness and the, well, for me to a certain extent, the anti-women as well. I never ever could understand why there wasn't women priests in Church of England, why there wasn't women bishops. I don't understand that now. I think the gay thing was the bigger issue, though. I have a big problem with people who treat gays as different and lesser and needing to be helped, needing to be pitied. I have a really big problem with that, and that was very common in the Christian circles I was in two different cities. And I think that's what turned me off initially. And as John says, analytically, yeah, you know, you analytically, it's very difficult to make the Bible and the beliefs of the pretty much any religion actually stand up to logical thought. I notice that we are not getting new religions that are worldwide. And that's it. I'm going to stop there. So have a good day all, and I'll speak to you later.